Welcome to your five for the day. Many people eat and sleep slightly more in winter and dislike the dark mornings and short days. This is known as winter blues. Others have more severe symptoms such as sleep problems, withdrawal, overeating, depression, anxiety, and lethargy. These often lead to difficulties at home, work, and in relationships. This is a recognized problem known as seasonal affective disorder, SAD, which is caused by the lack of bright light in winter. Together with air, water and food, light is one of the essentials for human life. If the sun went out, everything would die. In the spiritual realm, Jesus is the essential for our spiritual well-being. He is the light of life and the light of the world. He is the Son of Righteousness. By his Holy Spirit, he gives us the breath of life, as well as the water of life. Also, Jesus is the living bread of life that at that first Christmas came down from heaven. He not only has life and gives life, but he is life. If we attend a carol service over this festive season, we will no doubt hear read this verse from the book of Isaiah. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Light and darkness are recurring themes in the Bible, and we love either the light or the darkness. And this love controls our actions. Those who believe on Christ are the sons of light. Just as the first creation began with, "Let there be light," so the new creation begins with the entrance of light into the heart of everyone who believes. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world was the dawning of a new day for sinful mankind. We would think, especially at Christmas time, that blind sinners would welcome the light and not be sad. But such is not always the case. The coming of the true light brought conflict as the powers of darkness opposed it. The Bible confirms this, because as the light keeps on shining in the darkness, so the darkness has not overcome it or understood it. Still today, the words and the works of Jesus are not understood, and people oppose him, and the light of his glorious gospel is unable to penetrate the darkness in their minds. But today, we need not commit these same blunders, because the marvelous promise of God is that anyone who receives Christ will be born again and enter the family of God. Thank God the light is still shining. Have you personally received the light to dispel your sadness, depression, anxiety, and sinfulness by becoming a child of God? Don't let Satan blind your mind by not believing, but let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shine into your mind. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, can shine in your heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this festive season.